Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, it's David the Barrel Boy.
Hey, what's up?
Happy Friday, everybody.
Good morning.
Excited to join you here for another riveting day of radio.
Here we are, riveting. On a Friday.
Kicking off the morning, heading into Memorial Day weekend.
Yep, sure are.
This morning, I feel like, I don't know if I'm either happy or sad. I woke up at 3:58. My alarm goes off at 4 o'clock.
You were upset.
Why did that 2 minutes matter to me?
It does matter.
It was the weirdest deal because I was like, I think I'm going to lay here. And then in my mind, I'm like, I better not lay here because then the alarm's going to make me mad. So what do you do in this situation? Do you lay there and wait until the alarm goes off or you just get up?
Oh, I always lay and wait.
You just wait.
I lay and wait. I may stretch for a second. And then
and
I
those
go up
2 minutes are
off.
So glorious.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if I stay there, I'll fall asleep and never wake back up, though.
Yeah, but your
it
alarm
can
will
happen.
Go back.
We won't even get into that. What's on your mind this morning, Kelly Perry?
On my mind is crawfish, because ever since we've talked about it, my mouth has been watering.
Sounds good,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
So later this morning, Devil and Duke is coming in from Delta Crawfish and the Cajun Cafe. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have him in.
Yes.
He's going to do this whole crawfish boil for us. We're going to try to make people who have never had crawfish eat crawfish.
And maybe he can help us learn how to, or will help me, like how to peel it better.
I can show you that.
Because I'm not a very good peeler.
I don't know that we want to take your advice on how to peel.
I can show you how to peel. I'm a good peeler.
What's on your mind this morning?
I went to go see my mom yesterday. She's in a boot now.
Didn't she have surgery last week and you're now just going to see her?
No, he loves her a lot.
No, I saw her last week. I saw her at the hospital and then I saw her yesterday. So it's been a minute. Like a week, but...
Such a good son.
Whatever.
Glad you're checking on
her.
She can barely walk, and he didn't even go check on her.
Well, she's in this boot now, and it's like inflatable and stuff. I don't know how that works, but...
I like your girls. Anytime you say inflatable, that's coming. Just be aware that it's coming like that.
Yeah, I saw my mom yesterday. She's doing all right, so move on.
On this date, 1993, there was a number one song by a guy named John Barry. Does that ring a bell?
John Barry.
It may.
See, because I was thinking when I heard the name John Barry, for whatever reason, I just pictured somebody who's older.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy wasn't older at the time. He had a number one song, and it was called Your Love Amazes Me.
I've seen the seven wonders of the world.
Instantly, right?
I've seen the beauty of diamonds and pearls. But they ain't nothing.
What year did you say?
93.
Your love.
You remember it? Mm-hmm. I loved this song.
Yeah, it was a sweet song.
It was on my cassette mixtapes. I'd record radio stations and then try to dub them down.
I've seen a sunset.
Did you ever have that the tape deck deal? Where you could actually play one and record it onto the other one?
Yes.
You buy blank cassettes.
Whoa.
I used to love buying blank cassettes.
Because you knew you were making mixtapes. But John Barry was on mine in 1993.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So The Price is Right is a fun TV show to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite game, I don't know why I've always loved it, is Plinko.
It's always been mine too.
Like, why do I like it so much? It's silly.
Mm-hmm.
You drop a little deal, a little disc, and it flies down and lands on a number, and you get however much money it lands on.
But aren't you yelling like, left, right, left, right?
It's almost like slots.
It kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pure luck.
So this guy named Ryan is up there, and Ryan has now broken the Plinko record, y'all. His first time to drop the chip, he lands on $10,000. He goes crazy. His next try is $1,000. Okay. On chip number three, he hits the jackpot again.
Oh my gosh.
So he goes on, he has five chips total. His fourth chip hits 500. And that's where we pick up the audio, because this guy's about to drop chip number five. He's going crazy.
And he keeps putting his hand over his heart, and it looks like he's going to have a heart attack.
Because he's going nuts.
Yes.
The crowd's going nuts. So far he has like 21,500 bucks, right?
Yeah.
21,500. Here's his last
chip. Number five! Number five! Number five!
He's excited.
Drops it right in the end. Good luck.
Oh, man.
Y'all, it hit 10,000 again. This guy
He's
is freaking
screaming.
Out. The crowd's going crazy. Look at him. He's dancing. He's hugging the girl. He's never done that before.
he had a lot of firsts on this show.
He broke a record. And he hugged his first girl.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's a pretty fun video clip, though. Somebody put that out there.
Okay. I'll have to retweet this.
I have the link out there if you want to watch this guy do this. He hits the record. There's also a really funny picture out today on this couple who goes, and they're doing their wedding pictures, and man, they pose, and they're looking all pretty, and they're at a farm or something. And they don't realize that behind them,
there's a barn, and there happens to be like a couple of cows behind them.
What are they doing there, KP?
Well, the cows are having relations.
Yep, the cows jumped up on the back of the other cow in their wedding pictures.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? You think you have this great picture, and you're only worried about yourself, and you have no idea what's going on behind you?
It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's a beautiful scenery. And then you add the cows.
That's pretty funny.
That's neat, isn't it?
That's something else.
That's the kind of stuff that you can't plan.
That's definitely going to make it on Fallon or Kimmel.
That's the one you send out on the wedding invitation.
No doubt.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
How long's Kelly been doing the show with us?
Nearly 2 years.
Be nice to me today.
We're running up on it.
She doesn't even know what's happening next.
No, I do.
We have a complete format that we try to loosely follow.
I do, but every once in a while, certain little things pop in there, and I wanted to make sure I was ready.
What's coming up next?
I did not.
What are we doing next?
Do I need to have weather?
I always sound like I'm 90 years old when y'all imitate me.
Should I do weather coming up? Brandon, what do I need to do here? I'm like, sweet geez, what's going on? It's like she woke up and it's our second week.
I asked one question.
Oh, man. What takes precedent? Her exact words were...
Precedent. Precedence.
There you go.
Precedence.
Guys, what takes precedent?
I did not
Donald
say
Trump.
I did not say president.
Is it weather or Lauren Elena?
I did not.
Oh man. Dude.
What did she say? President?
Yeah, I think she did.
I didn't say president.
Yeah, what takes president here?
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm great.
Country music news. Mm. Actually, let's do this first.
No.
We're switching things up.
I'm not ready. Don't do it.
Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, after all that, there was a thing that happened the other day at a Chris Stapleton show that literally probably would have brought me to tears if I'd been there for it.
What?
Because I love Chris Stapleton, but my absolute favorite sports athlete, hero of the world, would be Peyton Manning. I've watched him for years.
I do love some Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I do too.
And you know what happened? Chris Stapleton was doing a show at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado.
Oh.
Guess where Peyton Manning played? In Denver.
Oh,
with the Broncos.
Yeah.
And guess
what?
Don't
say it. Don't say it.
He showed up. They started singing Tennessee Whiskey together.
Up on stage.
Up on stage together, yeah. They started performing.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
I have the audio. That's just cool, though.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning on stage. You go to a Chris Stapleton concert, you get an appearance by Peyton Manning.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Right. And maybe Chris Pratt.
Right.
You never know.
So many guys are giving Chris Stapleton love right now. Hey, he's going to be playing the Bank Plus Amphitheater, too.
Well, guess what? I'm going. Maybe Peyton Manning will be there.
Let's do it.
Yeah, he's going to follow him. Be a roadie.
He's a stalker.
So, Lauren Elena knows how to throw a party. And you know when a lot of country stars, when they'll have their, or any singers, when they have their number one parties, they go all out.
Sure.
Well, she had a number one party for The Road Less Traveled. And, oh, I didn't know if you were going to play it or not.
Well, I have it ready. I just didn't know if you were stopping.
I would love for you to play it for this song right here. If you try.
That was the number one song.
So she had a onesie party. So, of course, the co-writer of that song is Meghan Trainor. So she had a onesie party, and they all came in pajama onesies.
That's
and
awesome.
There's pictures of just crazy onesies. And no, they're not probably what you guys are thinking. They're really cute. They cover everything onesies. And anyway, there's a lot of pink hair.
Well, I've never seen revealing onesies.
Me either.
Well, I just...
Where did you shop when your kids were...
Yeah.
Y'all just were looking at me really weird. But
Fredericks of Hollywood onesies.
I don't know. But anyway, so she had a lot of fun. She says, I just can't believe it. I've cried a lot. I've celebrated in a lot of ways. She also threw a party that included a slip and slide and baby goats.
Oh, man. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like an Arkansas party. Let's go.
Yeah.
So this morning on Good Morning America, Florida Georgia Line and Nelly are going to be on together, a part of their summer concert series.
That's cool.
You know, they're launching that big stadium tour, and it kicks off next week. But this morning we'll get a sneak peek of what it might sound like to have Florida Georgia Line and Nelly working together. And as a matter of fact, we have a sneak peek. Right
crew, I'm bringing down my seat back, my music up, we ride. Put legs up on my dashboard, that's just the way I like. Hey, country girl, this country boy, like everything about.
This is the tour the Backstreet Boys are going to be on, too. So, later this morning, Florida Georgia Line and Nelly on Good Morning America. If you think this is Nelly's first time to mess around with country music, guys, well, it's not.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
This takes me back.
Over and over again.
Nelly and Tim McGraw.
And it hurts so bad. Because it's all in my head.
You know, back in the day, I played this when I was down the hall on our sister station.
I remember.
But K-Fine didn't touch it, and it was Tim McGraw. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. So that's funny.
It's just funny how different music is today than it was back then. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we have some really awesome news if you love chocolate. Like, this could be the greatest news of the year for you.
Yeah, this is going to make your day. So any study that's going to make me feel less guilty about eating chocolate is going to be the greatest thing ever. Okay, so Harvard researchers just put out a new one that found eating chocolate up to 6 times a week is good for your heart.
Dang.
It lowers your risk of developing an irregular heartbeat, which, you know, where it feels like your heart's fluttering. And the technical term is atrial fibrillation, and it doubles your risk of dying from heart attack or stroke. Not dying from heart attack or stroke. So eat chocolate.
That sounds awesome.
I know. What's
your favorite go-to right now, chocolate-wise?
I would say I just like Hershey's.
Just regular
like
Hershey's?
The regular
just
milk the bar chocolate. Yeah.
I like the Hershey's cookies and cream.
I've never had that
That's
one.
Really
get
good.
Leave and go get one.
It's really good.
Those are the best.
But those bars are, I feel like I'm not getting enough chocolate because the bars are so thin. It's like they press out the chocolate, so it's just thin. I want more chocolate.
Well, get the big, thick ones.
A Whatchamacallit doesn't have that much chocolate in it.
Oh, they're so good, though.
No, the Hershey white chocolate, I've been eating those since I was like 6.
Those are good.
You know what else is good? You ever eat the Junior Mints?
Mm-mm.
They're like the little peppermint chocolate things.
I don't like peppermint chocolate.
Oh, they're so good.
But that's dark chocolate.
Is it dark?
Yeah.
Kelly just asked if I would play this song for, I don't even know what song this is. Let me see if I can cue it up for her.
What is it? I think I know this. Kelly, I don't know if we can play this.
I did not ask for you to play this.
Even know what song this is, Kelly.
You better be careful.
Do you know the song, really?
Yeah.
2 tablespoons of cinnamon.
Oh, we're going to have a recipe for chocolate.
Yeah.
2 or 3 egg whites.
I'm so excited about this.
A half a stick of butter.
What are we making this morning, Kelly?
Melted.
Melt what?
Stick it all in a bowl, baby.
That's so stupid.
Stir it with a wooden spoon.
What is it? Do you know what this is?
Mix in a cup of flour.
Why should I
play this, Kelly?
You'll be in heaven soon.
Okay.
Say everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and soft.
What?
Kelly!
What? I did not ask.
That's awkward.
I can't believe
that
Kelly just played that.
Is that that song from South Park?
It is.
From Chef.
It's the Chef.
See, I don't know South Park, so I've never
You are a liar.
I've never watched it. So now I know.
You're a liar.
I've heard that song.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Yeah, Kelly's the crazy one this morning.
Oh, my gosh, out of control.
Okay, so what I found is the strangest pizza toppings you can order around the country. And I just want to see if you guys would eat these or not.
Okay.
The first topping is mustard. On a pizza?
Oh, my gosh. No, the hamburger pizza with the mustard base.
Oh.
You ever had that?
I've never had that before.
It's like a cheeseburger pizza. It's really good. That bacon on there.
I don't think I could do that one.
No, it for a while there is my favorite pizza.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it probably still is, but like Leslie and Kai aren't as crazy about it. But there's no red sauce. There's no marinara.
They put mustard.
I need marinara.
Yeah. Mustard, pickles, bacon, sausage.
Why don't you order a hamburger?
No, I'm telling you, there's something about the crispy crust or the crusty crust.
The crusty crab.
That's where Kelly worked in school.
Oh. Bananas. Would you do that?
It's a diner. Bananas on a pizza? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd have to pass on bananas. It's kind of like the pineapple thing. I can't do that either.
No, the pineapple thing's good. Mm-mm. I marinated chicken and pineapple together the other day and then put it on the stove and soy sauce. It was really good.
What's different? That's not on a pizza.
Okay, you're very particular on your pizza.
Celery.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's another one. I'd have to pass on that one.
Can anybody eat celery without the ranch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I'll eat it. Tuna fish salad.
Ugh, awful.
Does that sound like the worst thing ever?
It does. I'm not crazy about tuna.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't like tuna either.
Tuna's not on the top of my list.
I don't like the smell.
Yeah, I buy it. I have a bunch of tuna, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I get mad when I have to eat it.
Peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
On a pizza?
Now, you give me peanut butter and banana pizza, I might be able to do that.
Maybe it's some type of dessert pizza, though.
With a little bit of chocolate on top.
I'm really surprised by you right now, because really? I thought you'd say no to all this.
No, I love peanut butter. Like, sometimes if I just need some sugar after a workout, I'll just go get a big old spoonful of peanut butter. You don't do that?
And walk around like...
He acts like he's a horse or something.
Well, it's like a dog. No,
I don't get it stuck to the roof of my mouth and don't know what to do.
Or put it on your nose and try to lick it off.
You think I'm stupid?
Well.
Okay, moving on.
And grapes. That's the last one. Would you put grapes on a pizza?
Mm-mm. No way.
Yeah, I think I'd have to pass on that
one. I'd smash the grapes and drink it while I was eating the pizza.
Making some wine.
Come on now.
All right. Well, anyway. People are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're getting ready to kick off Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a 3-day weekend. A lot of people traveling. We had family that came into town last night. I saw some stats. 75% of people will grill out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people probably going out to buy propane and charcoal and all that kind of stuff. Memorial Day is actually the second biggest grilling holiday. The second biggest grilling day of the year behind the 4th of July.
Wow.
It doesn't surprise me.
So we're out of propane. I'm assuming I'll end up buying some today.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
What?
Wait until the last minute.
I know that. They also say that as far as hot dogs are concerned, Labor Day weekend, between now and Labor Day, we're going to eat 7 billion hot dogs.
That's a lot. Dang.
So over the summer, 7 billion hot dogs. We eat about, 818 hot dogs every second.
That's crazy.
Wow.
When's the last time you had a hot dog?
Ooh.
At the baseball game.
Yeah,
it was the ASU baseball game.
They look good, too.
Mm-hmm. They were good.
You get all beef, or do you get whatever they have?
Whatever they have.
But like in general, if you go to the store.
Yeah.
All beef.
Mm-hmm.
You're worried about the other ones? Because my wife is.
Yeah.
Get the all beef ones. I'm like, it's all hot dogs.
Yeah. I always like to
get... I don't know.
You worry about the other stuff? I don't care.
Hot dogs are hot dogs at the end of the day.
Bring on the hot dog. Good. What do you put on your hot dog?
You'll probably not think it's gross.
What?
I like one little strand of ketchup, one strand of mustard, one little strand of what's the relish?
Relish, yeah. That's I think that I sounds
like.
Good.
And like if they had sauerkraut, I'd put that on there too.
I love that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Just mustard, man. Keep it simple.
I love, and we talked about this a couple days ago, the Chicago style where they put all that cool stuff on there.
Yeah, the big pickle slice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The big pickle makes it good, doesn't it? Memorial Day movie's coming out this weekend. The Pirates of the Caribbean movie is out.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, does that look good to y'all?
Yeah. Ratings aren't saying too much about it, though.
Rotten Tomatoes say?
Yeah, give me the Rotten Tomatoes score on that one.
Rotten Tomatoes, I think, has that one at like a 30%.
So that's still better than Baywatch.
Yeah, Baywatch is not looking good right now.
So The Rock and Zac Efron and a bunch of pretty girls are remaking Baywatch. And it came out, I guess it came out the other day. It's out this Memorial Day weekend. And it's supposed to be a comedy. And The Rock's kind of fighting back against the critics because people have been bashing it, saying it's awful. And he's like, hey, man, the critics can bash it, but people enjoy the movie in the theater.
Right, yeah.
And that's the most important thing, is just to have a good time.
Yeah, it's like at a 19% right now.
He probably didn't make it to get, you know, crazy rich. It's probably just a fun movie that they had a ball making.
Baywatch is at 19%.
19%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That's pretty bad. And The Pirates is at 30-ish?
30%.
All What's right. the highest right now on there?
Guardians.
Those are movies, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, Alien Covenant. Yeah. Hmm.
What's Guardians at?
It's at 81%, which is
really
good.
Is that pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
What would be the top movie of all time on there?
Oh, gosh.
Is there a way to figure that out?
There might be. I know. What was that movie?
The Notebook.
The Notebook. I will look up The Notebook.
I bet The Notebook's pretty good, right? Give me the Rotten Tomatoes score on The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Because it's kind of the romance and all
52%.
That.
52%.
Dang. See, guys are hating on that.
Get Out. That was one of the highest of this year. Might be the highest this year. That was the one about the guy who went to the house and got hypnotized and all that stuff.
Oh, I still want to see that. I still haven't seen
it's
that.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah,
but
you
it was
saw
sitting,
it.
It was like at 100% at one point.
Really?
Yeah. So
wow.
It means 100% of the critics loved it. Then
E.T.
it dropped to like 99.
Give me
E.T.
E.T.
Oh, no.
This should be at least 95%.
98%. Good
Dang!
Call.
Go E.T.
Yep, 98%.
It's my dog right there. Me and E.T. go way back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. All right, so again, the Pirates movie, the Baywatch movie out this weekend. And go eat your hot dogs, too.
Woo!
Or how about this? We have crawfish coming in.
I'm
we
really
have
excited.
Devlin Duke, who is so yummy, and Delta Crawfish coming in.
Yummy.
So, like, to me, crawfish this weekend and some cold beverages sounds amazing.
Mm. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well. Time for birthdays for today, Friday, May 26th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Danita Martin Morley. Paragould celebrating today. Ashley Welzonia of Jonesboro celebrating today. Tiffany Head of Wynn also has a birthday today. Celebrating tomorrow, we have Allie South from Jonesboro. Sally England of Paragould celebrates tomorrow. Dennis Peppers, also from Paragould, has a birthday tomorrow. Liz Clayton of Wynn celebrates. And Jesse Bankston of Jonesboro has a birthday tomorrow. Celebrating on Sunday, Abigail Phillips of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Caleb Moore from Jonesboro celebrates on Sunday. Trevor Hill has a birthday from Jonesboro on Sunday. Nanette McClanahan of Wynn, happy birthday. Skyla Wood of Cushman turns 2 on Sunday. And Candy Lawrence of Jonesboro will have a birthday on Sunday as well. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
One of the co-creators of South Park, Matt Stone, has his birthday today. He's 46.
It's Craig's brother.
It is.
I don't know if you know Craig Stone and Matt Stone were brothers, but they are.
Wow.
From MACWS. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Lenny Kravitz, he's 53 years old today.
Ooh, I do like Lenny Kravitz. Mm-hmm. Let's do some Lenny Kravitz. What was that about?
Mm-hmm.
I like Lenny Kravitz.
I like Lenny Kravitz, too. Here he goes. I want to get away today. But if I get away, I do have one question.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. And I got to know.
All right, happy birthday, Lenny Kravitz.
My man, my boy, Hank Williams Jr. is 68.
Oh, we should do some Hank Williams Jr. How about let's do this one.
Do you want a party?
Why, yes, we do.
Hey, honey, this is old Hank.
What's up, Hank?
Ready to get the thing started.
Let's get it started, y'all.
We cooked a pig in the ground, got some beer on.
Where's the beer?
Woo! All right, friend.
friends are coming over tonight.
Hank Williams Jr. celebrating his birthday today.
If I get stoned and sing all
night. Oh, it's a staple.
Let's do it.
Family
tradition.
It's in the middle of David's girlfriends in school.
Don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink?
Yeah, that's staple.
You know, my dad actually saw him in the 80s.
Where?
At the Convo.
Really?
That was one of the first shows to come to the Convo. He said Hank, like, took his shirt off and played every instrument up on stage.
Wow.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
Sad I missed it.
Oh, man. Yeah, he said that show was crazy. All right. Stevie Nicks turned 69 years old today, too.
Oh, my gosh. We have more music that we can play?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What should we play from Stevie Nicks? How about this one?
You can go your own way.
Brent Musburger. He's 78 years old today.
Happy birthday, Brent. He's a sportscaster.
Yeah, he did that for over 40 years.
Yeah.
Saturday, Andre 3000 is 42.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many birthdays with music.
I know.
Shake it. Shake it.
How about this one, too?
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh. I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh. I am for real.
Happy birthday to Andre 3000.
Todd Bridges is 52 years old today.
Willis! It was Willis Jackson.
Wait.
Arnold's brother. What
We're
you talking about,
Willis?
Willis?
That's right.
Different Strokes, man. Love that show.
Yep. Adam Carolla is 53 tomorrow as well.
All right.
On Sunday, the inspiration behind The Blind Side, Michael Orr, turns 31. Colby Calais turns 32.
Who else you got?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh my gosh.
One of the first
4-0.
Survivors.
Man.
Or was on the one of the first Survivors.
Yeah, she was.
On The View, Fox News.
And as soon as I saw her, I'm like, she's going to be a star.
Oh, yeah.
She had that that special something, that it factor.
She did, yeah.
Yep.
Oh. What are you making that awkward for?
Y'all are weird.
Okay, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Freaks.
I didn't do anything.
You gave me a weird look.
Both of y'all looked at each other weird.
He gave me a weird look and crossed his arms.
Well, I wanted to
and
know.
And he looked like a pretzel.
I wanted to know
Gumby
what kind of
over here.
Gumby pretzel. Hey, congratulations goes out to Ashley Welzonia, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard, and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's go ahead and knock out some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Tim McGraw, Faith Hill are on the Soul to Soul World Tour right now.
Yep.
And this is a really cool story because everywhere they go, they like to shop local. And they like to specifically go out to some of the local farmers out there. So they were in Boise, Idaho, and picked up all this stuff from the Peaceful Belly Farm. So, you know, it's a very local thing. They picked up asparagus, green garlic, baby kale, That's spinach, cool. all that kind of stuff. And they said, well, why not go out and support a local farmer? We love these people. It's a superior product. And I love That's the fact nice. They want to go out and support local farmers mm-hmm. like that.
So I bet your dad's probably already sent a menu to Tim and Faith's people.
Yeah, basically.
What's he farm? Rice?
Rice and soybeans. Yep.
So you do that other stuff too still?
He doesn't do anything else but that.
Well, once he opens his dispensary, we can talk
no,
about it.
No, there's no dispensary on the way or anything like that. Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't. I thought Kelly told me he did that.
Is that? Oh,
so, speaking Kelly. Of farmers, Luke Bryan has his farm tour 2017 coming up. It has uh-huh. the official title sponsor. It's Bayer. He's going to have John Party as the opening act.
Oh, that's cool.
So, basically, he goes out into a big field in different areas and does these big concerts. He's playing Lincoln, Nebraska, Baldwin City, Kansas, Boone, Iowa, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Edinburgh, Illinois, in Centralia, Missouri.
Huh.
Just at random farms. Mm-hmm. They put up the stage and have the big concert
I love that.
In support of farmers. So that's a cool story on Luke.
So Keith Urban was doing a concert, and if you remember the Spice Girls, which we all do, they had a Sporty Spice on there. Her yep. name was Mel C. Of course, there was Mel B, and then there was Mel C. She right. was Sporty Spice. And she got on stage and sang The Fighter with him, and here's part of it.
Let's go
Spice Girl and Keith Urban.
Yep.
It's so funny, though, to hear somebody other than Carrie on that song.
It's almost like...
Stop stealing Carrie's
yes.
song. Her voice is just so yeah. big in that yeah. song. Hey, Spice Girls, real quick.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna
David, sing it loud, go.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. And it's funny because just a number of months ago, we were doing birthdays. And in the middle of birthdays, we had the name Devlin Duke show up. And I've known Devlin for a long time. Kelly evidently loves him.
Yummy.
So when we said happy birthday to Devlin Duke, who turns however old he turned on this day, and Kelly's only response, the only thing she could say was,
yummy.
And I didn't say it that way.
It turned into this big deal. Devlin Duke joins us in the studio this morning. What's up, man?
Good morning.
How are you?
Man, we're doing great.
So what did you think when you heard people saying that she was talking about you being yummy on the radio?
Well, the first thing I thought of was I don't want her husband to find out about it.
No joke.
Because he's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's a big secret.
The second thing I thought was, man, that's a really great compliment.
It's a huge compliment. I mean, it's not every day that she calls guys yummy. But then we figured out she was talking about your crawfish.
Thank goodness.
That created a moment of awkwardness, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So here we go into Memorial Day weekend. People are thinking about what they're going to do and what they're going to eat and what they're going to drink and all this different kind of stuff, right? And as we were looking at what we wanted to do in the studio to kind of kick off Memorial Day weekend, we thought there's nothing better than to have crawfish in the studio.
Absolutely.
So Delta Crawfish in the Cajun Cafe is your baby.
Yes, absolutely. We love it. We live it. We breathe it.
Okay, so for people who haven't stopped by either location, tell us about the locations.
Well, you got the cafe where you can come in and dine and eat and take your time. You know, any shellfish takes a while to eat, so it's kind of a family atmosphere where you can take time to talk to one another.
Right.
And then if you're waiting to eat, you know, we've got the market you can go in and look at. We've got shrimp, gator, boudin. We've got everything you need for your own boil. You can pick it up right there. You can take it home and cook it yourself.
That's awesome. So anybody who's looking to do, like if they want to put the work in this weekend, they can put the work in, come by the Cajun Cafe and buy the stuff in the store.
Yes, we got everything you need.
And then also a location in Paragould too,
in
right?
In Paragould as well. That's our flagship location. That one is phenomenal. It's still blowing and going. And we are hoping to maybe do some more in the future.
Awesome. So again, Delta Crawfish and the Cajun Cafe, perfect for this weekend. And I'm sure you probably plan on having a pretty busy weekend.
We're going to have a really, really big weekend. This is the weekend that all the families get together, friends get together. They cook crawfish. They sit around and just enjoy one another's company.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and say I've got my water. I mean, if we're eating Cajun food, you have to have water, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You need a lot of water.
So I have my water ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me what you brought, because I noticed like we literally thought you were just bringing crawfish and we were going to.
Oh, my gosh. Make sure brought so much more.
No, it's like you brought half the restaurant.
Well, we want to show you guys a little bit of what we do because it's not just crawfish. And most people out here around this area, they don't understand that we're so much more than just crawfish.
Right.
So we've actually got a full menu, which you can find on Facebook or deltacrawfish.com.
Yep.
And just for what I brought in today, I brought in a Cajun sampler. It's got frog legs, crawfish poppers, which are fried crawfish tails.
Ooh, let me hear. Pass one over.
All right, let's do it.
I've never had frog legs in my life.
You just tell me what I'm about to eat, and then I'm going to eat it.
All right, and this is a crawfish popper.
A crawfish popper.
Which is a crawfish tail fried.
It's good. I just had one of those.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And it's seasoned.
It's a romelade sauce that you stick it in.
What kind of dip is that?
That's romelade.
No.
Sweet lady romelade?
Yes, thank you.
Gosh.
Ooh, it's warm,
Christine
too.
Aguilera in here. Okay. Thank you.
That's really good. The flavor on that's really good.
And what you do is you just dip your tail meat in it.
Oh, man.
Oh, I need the tails.
Hang on. Let me have some more tail meat.
Open this.
Nice, fat, juicy tails.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
That's really good.
And that also comes with meat pies. And then you have, ooh, my favorite, personally, is the boudin nuggets. They're fried boudin nuggets. And
I've never had that. I've had boudin.
It's got like pork, liver, rice. It's really, really, really good. Use the romaine sauce for that as well.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay. Right. So boudin, I've had the lynx. I've never had this.
And we've also got the Cajun ranch, which we make ourselves. You can try that as well, Brandon.
Mmm.
I think you're about to choke. You're shoving so much in your mouth.
Okay, so my father-in-law, if he's listening right now, we buy those boudin links, throw them on the grill. This blows them away.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It really is.
So this is called what? The boudin?
Boudin nuggets.
Nuggets. You ever had boudin before, David?
I've never had this before. This is good.
Isn't that really good? Have Holy you tried cow. It, Kelly?
I haven't yet.
This is amazing.
Here, let's
I don't want a whole one.
No, here, you can, here, taste part of this one. Now, what do you want me to do? Here. Okay, so let's pass that back over. All right, so what else did you bring?
Okay, then we brought some etouffee and some gumbo. Etouffee is like a light roux mixed with onions, celery, and some other things. I'm not going to give away the secrets.
Oh, man, that looks good.
Yep. Oh, that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here, what's the best way to pass that?
Pass it around. Here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get out some spoons.
Okay, so we'll do individual spoons and stuff.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to eat after these guys.
Here's the thing, like this, just the flavor and the seasoning of the food is amazing. And this is good at the Cajun Cafe on South Caraway.
Wow, this is
or
good.
At the Delta Crawfish location in Paragould as well.
It's about 8 miles west of Caldwell, Missouri.
So what got you into trying to do this and all the food and expanding the menu so big and all that?
Well, you know, the menu was actually already there when we got the place in 2015. But what we wanted to do, we wanted to bring the experience to Jonesboro so that people in the surrounding areas of Jonesboro could come a little closer because it's like 45 minutes out in Paragould.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it also took a lot of pressure off of our Paragould store. And really, we haven't seen sales go down in either store. It's just a matter of people can get in and out quicker and enjoy each other's company. And they don't have to wait in line as long because there could be a line sometimes on Friday and Saturday night.
I get it, man, because it's good. What's that I just had just now?
That is the crawfish etouffee. It's got tail meat in it.
It's good.
It's got the etouffee, which is a light roux. And it's got rice, and it's got vegetables in it, and it's so good.
I've tried to make etouffee at home. So good. It doesn't turn out like that.
Well, I've got something for you, just for that.
What's that?
We actually prepackaged cooked gumbo and etouffee. We have it on the market where all you have to do is pick it up, thaw it out, and heat it up.
Like he has an answer for all of your
needs.
Really
do.
Yes, we really do.
Like legitimately, you might be my favorite restaurant.
Well, we'll take it.
I love Cajun. This is amazing. Mm. Everything has been over the top amazing so far.
Yeah.
And we have more to try, right?
We have more to try. We do.
What else do we have?
Well, this is going to be your chicken and sausage gumbo.
Oh, I love gumbo,
so
too.
So good.
All right. So, again, if you guys are looking for some Memorial Day eating.
That's really, really good.
It's all amazing. Okay. So, this is, again, chicken and sausage.
Chicken and sausage gumbo.
And I love gumbo. You know, gumbo takes, it's a lot of work.
It's a whole lot of work.
Do you cook a lot at home? Like the same kind of stuff?
I do. I do cook a lot at home. My favorite, personally, is crab
legs. Can I live with you?
Oh, we have crab legs too.
Ooh,
That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's my absolute favorite.
Did you bring frog legs?
I can eat like 3 pounds of crab legs by myself.
Hey, did you say you've never had frog legs?
Yes, I'm scared.
Oh. So here's the thing. Let's go ahead. We're going to eat. Can you hang around?
Yes, we'll hang around. Let's have some fun.
Also, we have a cool contest we're doing with you guys.
Yes.
Where we're giving away a crawfish boil for 10.
Correct. It's going to be fun.
All you have to do, I'm trying to eat at the same time. All you have to do is go to our website, KFIN.com. If you guys would like this amazing food that we're eating here in studio, KFIN.com. One of the things that we were talking to Devlin about is that if we're going to be able to eat this stuff, we want everybody to be able to experience it. So KFIN.com to go get signed up. And don't forget about Delta Crawfish and the Cajun Cafe as you're preparing your Memorial Day feast this weekend. We're going to eat and come back with Devlin, who's going to make Kelly eat frog legs coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Devlin Duke joins us in the studio this morning from Delta Crawfish and the Cajun Cafe.
And there is food everywhere.
And we have not tried one thing that we don't love. Like, legitimately, it's not like, hey, that's pretty good. It's all been like, wow, that's really, really good.
Phenomenal.
So let's run through kind of the items that we've had so far in the studio. We've had the boudin nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
We've had crawfish. We have had, what'd you call the meat pie?
Meat pies.
Mm-hmm.
Meat pies.
Yeah, and that has an amazing flavor to it as well.
It has an amazing flavor to it. Just amazing.
What else do we have in here that we needed to mention?
You had your crawfish poppers, which is your crawfish fried tail meat.
And what was that dip I had?
Romelade.
Yeah, that was good. I haven't tried the ranch yet. I'll have to try that. Now, the potatoes that you guys, look how that falls apart.
Yeah.
Did you cook that in there with the crawfish?
We did.
Mm.
Have you tried one of the potatoes yet?
I haven't tried them yet.
All right,
I've been eating some crawfish like crazy.
I was waiting on the corn just so like I didn't have corn in my teeth while we talked.
Mm. That potato's tender.
Mm-hmm. It gets all the flavor in there,
and the
too.
Seasoning
That's what I
is
love.
So good.
Yeah.
So this weekend, if people want to maybe pick up food, right, and they're thinking about what they want to cook this weekend because they have 3 days off and family's coming in, let's do something different. You guys have that whole market inside the Cajun Cafe and Delta Crawfish.
We do. They can come in. They can get anything they want to do their own boil. It's not just crawfish related. You know, we've actually got crab legs. Snow crab legs. We've got, if they're more of a grilling type person, we've got salmon, tuna, mahi-mahi.
I didn't realize you did all that.
We do. And we also sell hand-cut steaks that we cut ourselves, stuffed pork chops. The list goes on and on. We sell shrimp. We sell the boudin nuggets. We sell the meat pies. I mean, anything you see on our menu, we sell in the market. The etouffee and the gumbo, all you got to do is thaw it out, heat it up. It's ready to go. And
that's
plus
good.
We sell extras in the market.
Yeah.
So for crawfish, and I know we were talking crawfish season here a few minutes ago. Crawfish season doesn't last forever as it gets hot, right?
Correct.
So what's the, is now the time if we want crawfish this season to come get it?
Now's the time to get it. And particularly this year, it's been a strange year for the weather in crawfish. The hotter it is and the more fog that there is, it's fog related because the fog creates less oxygen in the water. So the crawfish will start to go down into the ground and bury themselves until about November.
Oh,
and
wow.
So crawfish season is probably going to be over in a couple of weeks.
So, but if people want them, come by, get them this weekend.
Correct. Come by, get them this weekend. Limited supply, so get them while you can because they're going to go fast.
So if people want them, is there a way they can just stop by today, like right as soon as you open or what?
What they need to do is they probably want to call first, get their name on a list.
Wow.
And that because the list is long.
Yeah.
But we do have some extras to sell. Come in. We can cook them for you, or you can cook them yourself.
Oh, dude, but the flavor that you cooked them with, I said you cook them for me.
We'll do it. We'd be happy to do it.
So, but it's funny because when I think Delta Crawfish or, you know, I think about the Cajun Cafe, I really think about the crawfish. That's kind of the deal. So just because the crawfish season ends in a couple of weeks, your restaurant business and everything else is going to be booming all year.
It is. It's going to be booming all year. We're going to serve everything else on the menu except for the crawfish.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got crab legs, hand-cut steaks, etouffee, gumbo. We have got so much stuff that I can't even remember what all we got.
You brought in the frog legs. Kelly's never had a frog leg.
I haven't.
Today's the day.
I've always been scared to try.
You have one in your hand?
No.
I have one over here.
Pick out a good one. And I'm going to have a sauce. I can't eat it.
I don't think you have to.
I'm afraid I need a sauce.
I think I want more of those boudin nuggets, too. Those things are good. Okay, so
okay. She
has her frog leg in her hand.
I'm scared.
All right, so do you dip your frog leg in one of the sauces or not?
I like the rameleigh. That's what I like.
Right. You can tell it's a frog leg.
All right, ready?
No, wait.
This right here is Cajun Ranch.
Okay.
I'll try that too.
Wait, should I try the meaty thigh part or the more of closer to the foot part?
What do you recommend?
Well, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about the full crab leg. Put the whole thing in your mouth.
It's not a crab leg. It's
not a crab leg, a frog leg.
It's a frog.
I'm sorry. She said thigh and it threw me off. So
go ahead.
Just go ahead and dip it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let me dip mine too.
I'm scared.
Think of it like a chicken leg.
Okay. It's just chicken.
Kelly just took her bite.
Oh my gosh. It's mind over matter and they're good.
Now it does have some bone in there. Mm. So you got to get around the bone. Mm.
She likes it.
Yes, she does. What are you doing over there?
What's going on?
So I think she likes it so much she can't speak.
Yeah, she does like it a lot.
Well, that is good.
I didn't know there was going to be a bone in it.
Yeah, surprise.
Okay, so while she's trying that, we also have po' boys. You know, we've got oyster po' boys.
Ooh, I love.
Shrimp
you have
po'
oysters
boys.
Too?
We do, and we have oysters on the half shell.
I love those, and you can't find those.
No, and they're phenomenal, especially the char-grilled oysters.
I've never had that.
Oh, you got to have it. They're char-grilled. They're smoked on the grill with some Parmesan, some onions, some hot sauce, some butter. It's just
sold.
Amazing.
Hey, teach me how to eat. I dropped a crawfish. Teach me how to eat it.
Teach you how to eat crawfish. Okay.
I can easily show you, Brandon.
Because I had trouble a minute ago.
Okay, what you do is you take it, pick it up,
Okay.
Put in your hand, hold both ends, hold the head, hold the tail.
Okay, you're like squatting, like you're about to do some type of athletic feat.
He's preparing.
I'm staying by the microphone. Okay, so I have it in my hand.
Okay, now twist the head from the tail back and forth.
Which one do you actually, should I twist the tail or the head? Does it make any difference?
Twist both.
Okay, twist both. So twist this
way. And pull it out.
There you go.
Oh, look at all the meat that came out.
Suck the juice.
Out of the head.
Suck it.
All right, do you squeeze a little bit?
No.
No, just suck.
There you go.
Boy, that tastes good.
All right, now take your thumbnails.
All right.
And get those top two shells, peel those all the way off.
All right.
There you go. You're working on it. You almost got it.
You can hear it, can't you? Oh, look at that piece of meat.
Don't go any further than that. Now, what you do is hold on to the meat part.
Okay.
And pinch the tail and pull the meat out.
I'm pinching the tail. I like to pinch the tail.
Pinch it. Pinch it hard.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that piece of meat that just came out. That's meat right there.
And that's how, a big old piece of meat. When you see people that are eating them really fast, they're using their mouth to hold on to it, and they're pinching it right out in their mouth.
Oh, my goodness. I'm ready to go.
Eat it. Tear it up.
I'm telling you, the flavor is what's killing me.
Yep. It's so good.
So, again, if people want to come by Delta Crawfish or the Cajun Cafe, what's the easiest way to find you?
The easiest way to find us is on Facebook, Delta Crawfish and the Cajun Cafe. We have two locations, one in Jonesboro and South Caraway, and one on East Paragould towards Cardwell, Missouri.
It's amazing, and we highly endorse the food as we continue to eat all of it. We haven't had anything that wasn't awesome. So by and pick up stuff from the market or have them prepare your meal for you at either location.
If I may say one more thing, also, we have all your cooking supplies as well. We've got your pots, burners, pans, paddles, everything you need to cook with.
And if I need advice, you can tell me, here's what you need to do.
Absolutely. We've got instructions. We'll send out the door with you.
All right. Now, we're not going to make you leave.
Okay.
If you want to hang around, you're welcome to hang around.
Perfect.
With us.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of funny when you bring in a ton of crawfish and frog legs and etouffee and gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Boudin nuggets and meat pies and frogs.
And it's spread out everywhere.
Yeah.
And we have our Memorial Day waters on standby.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Kim Delaney's like, hey, what's up? I'm here to do my interview. And we're like, hey, welcome to the party. This is like a Friday morning Memorial Day weekend party. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing really good. Walk in? Did you expect to have a full buffet when you walked into the studio?
Absolutely not.
So. We like to keep our guests guessing as to what we're going to do. Anyway, so Kim joins us in this morning to talk about the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, which is coming up. And I know that this has a personal meaning for you and the reason that you wanted to be a part of this event and help to chair the event. So I think if we start off and say why this is such an important event in your mind and why you wanted to jump in and help with it.
Well, about 3 years ago, my dad passed away of cancer. And he had fought it very hard for several years, and it's just, you know. Then my mom, she has had cancer twice. She's a survivor.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome, though.
Yes. And then my mother-in-law has passed away from cancer.
Oh, well, so it's all around you.
Mm-hmm. And then our owner from Absolute Care, his daughter passed away in just a few months ago. So
you knew when you've seen all this and affected by the emotions of it all, it was like, hey, we got to do something. We got to get out, and we got to be in front of this charge.
Absolutely.
So you decided to become a part of this Relay for Life, which is an annual event that happens in Jonesboro. What does it mean for you to get people involved and to get them out there, I guess cheering on these survivors and helping to raise money?
Well, I mean, for anyone who's gone through cancer, you know, in the battle that they've gone through, it's an emotional, you know, event. It's encouraging for them to keep fighting and for awareness and for other people who are battling the cancer. So it's important for me to basically get that advocacy out there, the awareness out there.
And we know people, like, you know, I've been affected by my father-in-law's father who passed away because of cancer. And I've seen my grandmother battle breast cancer. You know, we have people and friends, and it just seems like it impacts so many people in our lives. And we hear about the incidence rates here in Northeast Arkansas seem to be higher than in some other parts of the state.
Yes, it does. So we're trying to, you know, awareness and early detection and funding for research. So
this Relay for Life event that's been going on for many different years is coming up in just about a week.
It is June 2nd.
So tell us about where the event's going to be and what people can do to be a part of it.
It's going to be at the Highland Drive Baptist Church here in Jonesboro,
all right.
6 to 9. I think in the past they've always gone like 6 to 6 a.m., but right, yeah. we've shortened it somewhat. Sure. I think people get tired after, you know, a while. So
the first few hours is, yeah, the best time.
So. Right. So 6 to 9, we're going to start out with registration for any survivor who wants to come. And as soon as they want to come about 5:45 and register, then they can take the track at first
right.
after the opening ceremonies, and they'll do a survivor's lap.
And that's sweet, too, because mm-hmm. I've been out there when they've done that. With yeah. the survivor's lap. And it does give you that look of like, wow, these people have fought that valiant fight. And we didn't realize that people that we know in our community, sometimes you see people you didn't even know that they had the fight.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of people don't want to share their illness or, you know, the things that they're going through. So, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But it's good for them to be able to come out and be with other people who have gone through the same thing.
So then the relay, explain what happens when we go throughout this 3-hour event, the Relay for Life.
So after the survivor's lap, then we'll have like a caregiver's lap, basically for the ones who have actually cared for the ones who've battled cancer.
Oh, and that's so tough too.
It is. It is. A lot of times we know that caregivers, they may get ill or mm-hmm. sometimes they even, you know, go before someone who is terminally ill.
Golly.
So, just from all the stress. So,
I've seen that firsthand too, where you're like, oh my gosh, just they're there every day to help out and it becomes a lot.
Absolutely. So we'll have the survivor's lap, the caregiver lap, and then the teams who have joined on.
Right.
They will take the track, and they'll mm-hmm. walk around for a while. So after that, then we'll have someone from each team that will walk the track throughout the whole event.
Right.
That just signifies that, you know, cancer needs to be have awareness all the time, not
sure.
just sometimes. So, we'll do that. We'll have a live band this year.
Awesome, cool. So it's going to be an awesome event to raise money, but it's also going to be something that can be fun as well.
Yeah, we're really trying to make it where everyone want to come out, bring their kids. Each team will have either food that they're going to sell or an activity that someone can do, and it's basically that's how they fundraise at the event.
Right.
So whatever funds that they you know, make, it's going to go toward American Cancer Society.
So if people want to be a part of a team, maybe they haven't either put together a team yet, but they're still thinking about it, mm-hmm. is there still time?
Yes, they can go ahead. They can register at relayforarkansas.org, Jonesboro, just put Jonesboro AR, and then they can find Crooked County there, of course,
right.
And either form a team or join a team, whatever's there.
Or just be out there to support.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And again, the money is going to help with the research, with just all the different things that go along with people who are affected by cancer and their families. And again, I think it's great that you jumped in and Absolute Care Management jumped in to be a part of this.
Well, thank you. It's, you know, something else I'd like to say about American Cancer Society that I didn't know before taking on this charge of being event chair was not only do they fund research, but if someone is going through cancer and they need a ride to their chemo or to they need a place to stay, mm-hmm. American Cancer Society, they have grants and funds for that for people.
That's awesome.
I didn't realize that.
And so that's a big deal for a lot of people who either don't have family or
yeah.
something that can take mm-hmm. them.
Well, unfortunately, people don't plan for cancer.
No.
Right.
You know that it's out there, but you don't make a plan like, well, here's what happens if I get cancer. Mm-hmm. It happens. Your whole life changes. Mm-hmm. Your family's life changes. And you need people there like the American Cancer Society to be there to help pick you up.
That's right. You do. One other special ceremony that we're going to have later in the evening, once it gets dark, is the luminaries ceremony.
Yep.
And that is where they can light a candle in memory or in honor of someone. So that's always real special and
emotional because I've been a part of that
emotional.
Too. So
yes,
again, if people want to sign up and be a part of it, the best spot to do that is online, right?
That is true. They can do it online. If they want to call me at Absolute Care, they can. It's 870-935-3737, and that's Kim Delaney.
Right.
And my extension is 1131.
All right.
So, or they can just ask for me, and I can help them with it.
Hey, we're proud of what you're doing to help raise awareness and to help raise funds for the American Cancer Society.
Thank you.
And we offer you all the crawfish you can eat this morning.
I'm good this morning. Now I might come back at lunch and eat some.
It does seem early, right?
Yeah.
But when you wake up at 4 o'clock, this doesn't feel early.
Yep. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My computer will not come on.
Her computer just like broke.
She's freaking out.
I think she got some crawfish juice on it.
Is it because we're having basically a Memorial Day party in here?
Maybe. I'm just going to wait a second.
You mean
second.
To skip your story?
Sure.
How about I tell your story too?
Please.
All right. First of all, are you ready for country music news?
Yes.
Okay.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Okay, so another reason to go to a Chris Stapleton show. So he's at the Red Rock Amphitheater in Colorado. And you know, Colorado is also home of the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
In which Peyton Manning played for the Denver Broncos.
Right.
And Peyton Manning just so happened to be in Colorado to see a Chris Stapleton show and then got on stage with Chris as they sang Tennessee Whiskey.
So he's in the microphone with Stapleton.
Yeah.
And the crowd's going nuts because it's Peyton.
Yeah, and Chris Stapleton.
Like it's Peyton Manning on stage.
Greatest football player of all time.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, congratulations is in order to Lauren Elena. As we mentioned a number of weeks ago, she had a number one song in the country with this one.
So when country stars have number one parties, they a lot of them will have these extravagant, awesome parties and do just extravagant things. Well, she had a onesies party, so she invited, like, Meghan Trainor helped co-write the song.
Uh-huh.
So Meghan Trainor showed up, and she had a bunch of friends and family and her publicist and all these people came in. Mm-hmm. Really cute onesies. A lot of them had dyed hair, and they took a bunch of pictures, and it was really cute.
Next Friday, since like we're having fun today because we're doing a Memorial Day party.
You want to have a onesies party?
Let's have a onesies party.
I'm going to bring my Chewbacca onesie.
Do you really have one?
No, but I want to get one.
Okay. What are you going to wear?
I don't have
Rainbow Bright?
I don't have a onesie.
My Little Pony?
My Little Pony. I want He-Man.
You see how we like always revert to the 80s.
That's weird, isn't it?
Well, My Little Pony's still big now.
Yeah, I guess it is.
They have the brony stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how was that? When you went to the convention,
I didn't go to San Francisco. That's where he got his brony. I did not go to a brony convention. They just happened to be having a convention the same time we, as a fraternity, were having a convention.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot.
That's right.
But they did outnumber us like 10 to 1. They were everywhere.
Watch out for the bronies, man. They're taking over the world.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I want some more crawfish.
I'm going to call my wife real quick. I was trying to get her to come up here. She loves crawfish.
There's plenty left. Although David has like literally, how many do you think you've eaten?
Probably 2/3 of it.
He's been going crazy.
He has.
So the Cajun Cafe and Delta Crawfish stopped by this morning. They brought like the Boudin nuggets. I love Boudin, and it's really good.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
You're live, by the way.
Oh, yay.
How are you?
Hi.
We're waiting on you because the food's almost gone. David's eaten probably, I don't know, probably at least 4 pounds of crawfish.
By himself.
Good, he needs to.
Ooh.
He folded his arms earlier. He looked like a pretzel. his new rap name is Rolled Gold.
Oh, David. Is it good?
Oh, my gosh.
His new name is Annie Ann.
That's funny.
Are you coming?
I don't know. You have to ask your son.
Oh.
Is he in a good mood today?
Of course.
You may talk to him?
Oh.
Like, we have frog legs, we have Boudin nuggets, we have fried pickles.
Etouffee.
We have the etouffee, we have gumbo.
Awesome. Yeah, hold on.
Crawfish tails.
I can tell him all those things.
Okay.
Hold on.
Tell him he's live, please.
I'm ready, yes, so. Hi.
What's up, dude?
Hey.
I wanted to invite you to come have breakfast. Would you like to eat some, maybe some crawfish or frog legs, or we have fried pickles in the studio?
Okay.
You like fried pickles, right?
Yeah.
We have gumbo. We have etouffee. We have crawfish tails in the sauce to dip it in.
Shrimp.
We have shrimp. I forgot about the shrimp. We have crawfish kai. They look like real bugs fresh out of the water. And they've been boiled. And they have seasoning in them. And there's potatoes and corn and all of that.
That's amazing.
You want to come eat with us?
Sure.
All right, get in the car and come on.
Right now?
Yeah, come on. We're eating right now. And you better get here before David eats it all.
All right, well, he's getting up.
All right. Hey, Kai, you want to go to the movies and watch Baywatch today?
I'll see you later. We're not coming. Bye.
No, I was going to let you go see The Rock.
You didn't say Leslie. You said Kai.
You knew what I meant.
No, yeah, I know.
The Baywatch movie's out today. Kelly, why are your hands in your face?
If he knows me.
You really don't want to go see it?
Probably see my face through the phone.
I can't.
Her nostrils are flaring right
yes.
now.
Yes.
No, really. They said it's a great episodic movie with a great story.
That's episodic. What I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that even a word?
It's
an episodic.
It's a cinematic masterpiece. Uh-oh. It's comparable to Gone with the Wind and
Godfather.
Wow. E.T.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Sound of Music.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lion King.
I'm telling you, that's what I heard. It was on the level of that. So if you want to go, I would go out of my way to help you guys today if you want to go see that.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right. I got our tickets.
Y'all should even dress up like the movie cast.
Yes. You know, I bought her one of those Pam Anderson looking bathing suits.
And you should go without your shirt and then put on extra bronzer.
And go like The Rock.
You got plenty of that.
This is perfect.
Yes. This is just the greatest idea.
I can be Zac Efron.
No, he's in good shape.
Eat more crawfish.
I am. Forget y'all.
All right. Come eat, okay?
All right.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
All right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly was a teacher at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She
was. At the end of the year, did you ever give out awards for your students in PE?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like what would some of the awards be?
Well, I'd give out like the semester PE award and typically it was for the kid that would never have an excuse of not to play or not to participate. They always had a good attitude. They never tried to cheat. They were always nice to people. They
Sounds
were
like
always
me.
Helping people get up if they fell. You know, just good sportsmanship.
So did you ever give those awards like most likely to be an NFL star, most likely to play in the NBA?
No, but I've been at schools where they did that.
Which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's some advice to teachers out there, because I know a lot of teachers are kind of wrapping up their school year.
Yeah.
There was a teacher in Texas that got in a lot of trouble. Because she was trying to be funny and give out awards.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And she gave out an award to a young lady. And the award was most likely to become a terrorist.
My gosh.
She thought she was being funny.
I don't know about that one.
The child and the child's family did not find that quite as funny.
I'm sure they didn't.
Just a heads up this morning, that might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
And as David would say, people are
crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are on the Soul to Soul World Tour right now. That's also coming to K-Fine Country for Rising Arena in Little Rock in August. And the cool thing about what they're doing while they're on tour is, of course, they love to eat healthy. But as they do that, they're buying from local farmers from wherever they're at. For example, they went to Boise, Idaho, bought from a local farmer in Boise, Idaho.
Some
asparagus and spinach and things like that. So I'm assuming when they come down to Little Rock, they'll be doing the same type thing, which is so cool to me that they want to support local farmers wherever they decide to go.
Yeah, I think that is neat. Yeah. So Luke Bryan, you know, he loves to support the farmers as well. He does his annual farm tour.
Yeah.
And they have a sponsor this year. Bayer is the sponsor. Not Baird.
Yeah.
But Bayer, like Bayer. Is that headache
the
relief?
The medicine, yeah.
Yeah,
so they're the big sponsor. And what they do is they go set up in different farm fields across the country and do these big shows where thousands of people show up.
That's cool.
They've booked Lincoln, Nebraska. They've booked Baldwin City, Kansas, Boone, Iowa, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Edinburgh, Illinois, and Centralia, Missouri. So if you're a fan of Luke and you want to make a trip to a really unique show, the farm tour is going to be out there. The one thing that we've learned from Luke Bryan about farming.
But where I come from.
Rain is a good thing.
Hey!
Because why? Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take
your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Man, Memorial Day weekend is here.
Mm-hmm.
We have had so much crawfish this morning.
Yes.
And thanks to Devil and Duke and the Cajun Cafe and Delta Crawfish because, I mean, literally, he brought so much food. I thought it was for the whole staff.
We have been eating all morning.
It's been amazing.
So if you're looking for crawfish, if you're looking for crawfish etouffee, gumbo, if you're looking for the boudin nuggets, if you're looking for frog legs, if you're
crab legs, fried pickles.
They have so much great stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, the crawfish season's about to be done. Delta Crawfish and the Cajun Cafe. Delta Crawfish is out there in Paragould on 412. And then you also have the Cajun Cafe on South Caraway in Jonesboro. Yep. Great food for the weekend. And they even have kits where if you want to cook this weekend and you want to have maybe your own etouffee or you want to do your own crawfish boil, you can go by and pick up the stuff at the Catfish or at the Cajun Cafe.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So check that stuff out. Don't forget, too, you can also sign up to win a crawfish boil for 10, which is awesome. Go to our website, kfin.com. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you back here on Monday morning.